Okay, joining me now on the programme is psychotherapist, counsellor and retired professional dancer, Terry Hyde. Terry, welcome back to the programme.
Thank you very much, James. It's nice to be back.
So folks that haven't heard of you before or haven't heard you on the show before, it might be a good place to start with what you do, but also why you do it.
I suppose I'm nosy. Why do I do it? I'm nosy. I'm interested, put it that way, in the way people think and the actions and reactions of them. After retiring from as a professional dancer, I ran a business for 15 years as a business manager for people in show business. And not only sort of as part of the meetings that we had, but they would offload their personal issues on me. You know, I may be that type of person that attracts that sort of thing, I don't know. But when I sold the business 15 years after I set it up, I then retrained as a psychotherapist because I wanted to know what to do about this. All, you know, the people that offloaded me. It was intriguing, it really was, because as part of my training, I had to have 4 years of weekly therapy myself. That was interesting because you don't realise, well, I didn't realise, how much things we suppressed, you know, throughout our lives or even from childhood. And so that part of the training was, you know, to help me clear myself out and to understand myself a bit more and my action and reaction to certain situations, you know, what triggers it off. So from there, then I started to understand a lot more, plus, you know, with the training of being a psychotherapist. And I found it really interesting. So, James, that was why I do it. Hopefully that answered your question.
So, Terry, do you feel that people are still daunted by psychotherapy and the idea of being a psychotherapist?
Well, yes. I mean, this is why I called my website Counselling for Dancers rather than Psychotherapy for Dancers, because most people don't know what a psychotherapist is. So a psychotherapist works on a deeper level than a counsellor does, although some counsellors who are really good will work on of that level. So I work on the unconscious of the client or the patient. I mean, from now on, I'm going to call them clients rather than patients, so I don't really keep repeating it. And the unconscious comes right from in the womb. So before you're born, you're taking in everything from your surroundings, what's happening with your mother. You know, is she having a great pregnancy? Is she being abused? Is she an addict of some sort? And then this creates all the subliminal things that go on for the baby and then the child and the environment. So it's very much a nature and nurture thing as to how we were brought up and how we act and react to different situations. So in therapy, in the therapy sessions, I would just, to start with, get a history as well as finding out why now, why did they come in? So people come for therapy because of the symptoms that they have, whether they're feeling low, whether they're feeling anxious. So some people come for therapy because they've reached a crossroads in their life rather than feeling anxious or depressed or having a mental illness. You don't have to come for therapy for a mental illness, as I mentioned before. Perhaps they have a wonderful family, got a good job, live in a nice house, but there is something missing. So they come to the sessions to learn about what it is that's missing. And then, of course, there's people who have bipolar disorder or a borderline personality disorder. They've already been diagnosed and they will come and find out, because most often than not, those type of disorders, apart from being in the DNA, it's, you know, part of the heritage within your family, is environmental. So it's the nature and nurture again. So the nature part is from the parents and grandparents, and the nurture is what happened in childhood. And more often than not, there are some traumas or perceived traumas that have created an environment in which these disorders can take hold. So if you think of a seed, a plant seed, a tree seed, whatever, it will stay in fallow ground until the conditions are right. Then that seed will then start growing. And it's exactly the same thing with mental disorders or mental situations. So in the therapy sessions, the history is taken to get a greater understanding of that person. And they They would just talk about their own situation. So I don't give advice. The counsellors and psychotherapists don't necessarily give advice. I give little tasks to do to help with the situations. There are certain techniques we can use. You don't have to go through traumatic events that have created this. And so that's what happens from the darkest, deepest disorders to a crossroads in your life, or a bit of anxiety or a bit of depression. And that, you know, it's gentle to go through these sessions.
Let's talk a bit about some of the self-care workshops that you've been doing. And I think, like most of us at the moment, you've been doing a lot of those online and working remotely.
Oh, definitely, yes. So that has actually helped. It's one of the positive things about lockdown. I haven't had to travel around the world or around the UK to do in-person workshops. So yes, I've taken on board the virtual world. So I've been doing therapy sessions on Zoom for about 2 or 3 years now, because I have dancers and I concentrate on performers, especially dancers, having had a dancing career myself. And so they're all around the world. So transferring that into the workshops for vocational schools of musical theatre and dance and those different ones, plus doing it for not the general public, but the general performers. So they're not in the schools, but someone has organised for me to come along and give a talk in these summer intensives, they call. So that's taken another thing for me to do and to learn as well.
And a lot of those sessions, I think, are about confidence and about anxiety and about emotional strength.
Yes, that's right. It is a resilience that's needed, because it's a short-lived, you know, especially for dancers, it's a short-lived career. There's injuries. 95% of professional dancers carry an injury with them at any one time. So there are the injuries, the shortness of a career. So the anxiety is built up. There's a performance anxiety. When you're looking at different genres of dance, Irish dance, ballroom, Latin, they're all competition. So there's a real sort of black and white thinking there of, if you're not a winner, then you're a loser. And the training is so specific as well, you know, just like gymnastics. So all of these things build up to an anxiety. And anxiety is created by a thought. And usually with the aesthetic athletes, I suppose you could call them, it's what if? What if my costume comes undone? What if my shoe falls off? What if I bump into this? What if I forget my lines? What, you know, all these what ifs, that then creates the anxiety. And the way that I work is to get them to try and think in a different way. Also to find out what are the triggers for the what if. What has happened before that has that in their mind to start with? Because we create our own reality by the way that we think. And so if we think negatively, we think about what ifs, like happiness, they're going to happen because you're already thinking about them.
And Terry, for the people that are listening to this and want to find out more about some of the platforms that you use and some of your work and some of the support that you offer, where should people go first to find you?
Okay, so the website is www.counsellingfordancers.com. Instagram account is @counsellingfordancers. The Facebook page, business Facebook page, is also @counsellingfordancers. Now, if there's any queries from anybody on the website, I think in the top right-hand corner is an email link. So you just click on that and it comes up for you to send me an email as an inquiry. So any performing artists, that's singers, musicians, dancers, actors and actresses. There's also teachers could inquire as well. So performing arts teachers, if they want me to give a virtual self-care workshop for their class. And once lockdown has risen, then I will be back to travelling again.
Well, Terry, it's been great to have you on the show again. Great to talk again. And thanks for persevering with some of our technical issues this time round. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up with you again soon with a longer piece of string.
And you can have one can at the end and I have the other one.
That's exactly right. Thanks, Terry. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, James. Bye-bye.